This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. So there's consistently conversation, more so every year, about the death of pilot season. I started writing for actors when I became a columnist at Backstage in 1999, and every year the conversation turns to the death of pilot season and how, you know, pilot season's dying and that pilots are being shot all year round, and because of all the new networks and all the new media, there are pilots that are coming up any time of the year, and there's no such thing as a pilot season anymore. And guys, here's what I'm going to tell you. Still to this day, there is a pilot season, and here's why. There is an animal called upfronts. The upfronts are the series of screenings and events that happen in New York in May every year where the networks trot out their roster for fall. Basically, the networks, the suits, show up with all the stars of the new fall season, the lineup for the fall season. They bring in all the stars of the shows, and they sit them up on a stage and do a presentation showing not usually the entire pilot, but segments of it, a clip show, a trailer, teaser for the pilot to advertisers. And what happens at the upfronts, and why they are named upfronts, is the advertisers commit to ad spending up front. So if I'm ABC and I bring my slate of new fall shows and I'm the suit and I'm sitting up there so proud and beaming and introducing all my stars, and the celebs are doing really great work because they've all been media trained because the network pays for them to be media trained once they're series regulars on a pilot. And they're doing a dazzling, wonderful job charming the pants off these advertisers. Then the advertisers start bidding for space, and they commit to a certain amount of ad space for this new show. So if a show does well at upfronts, which means they have sold advertising space upfront, they are likely to stay on the air longer. So you've heard of shows that will pop, you've seen shows that'll pop, they'll have that first episode, and then they're taken off the air right away. Or they'll have two episodes, three, maybe six episodes, and then they're pulled off the air. They're gone. They're just completely gone. That tends to happen when the show did not sell well at upfronts, which meant by the time it debuted in the fall, they are scrambling to fill the space with ads. And so they're looking for brands and products that will buy ad space. And they're basically losing money every time the show airs because they may not be able to get full commitments from the marquee brands. So shows that sell well at upfronts are already committed to have made their money back for producing the show before they even get to their first commercial break. So a show that does very, very well at upfronts can stay on the air longer, even if it doesn't have good ratings, even if it hasn't found its audience because it sold so well at upfronts. So the upfronts are a very important part of the pilot season process. And because suits love upfronts, there will always be a pilot season because the suits have to have a slate of shows to present at upfronts every May. And that means pilots will shoot from mid-January to mid-March every single year. And sure, there will be pilots that shoot year round and that will be presented also at upfronts, or that won't go through the traditional upfront process. And for new media, there's something called new fronts, which happens at a different time of year. So things definitely are changing and evolving, and it's a beautiful time to be a creative because so much is shifting. But when you read the stories out there about pilot season is dying and it's going away, you have to remember the lion's share of the television series that are going to be pitched at upfronts are shot and cast before they're shot during pilot season. And that means because of upfronts, we will always have a pilot season. So the day that you've heard that upfronts have died, that's the day that we can say goodbye, pilot season. You are no more. But that's not today. Meet me over at BonnieGillespie.com for more badassery always. guys. Thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.